Mission Network News, 1 minute version for Wednesday, July 20th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Sudan's peace accord has many believers hoping for a new future. Former rebel leader Dr. John Garang was just sworn in as the country's vice president. Garang is a professing Christian, much to the delight of many other believers. Persecution Project's Matt Chansey says it's a pivotal time for outreach as we get involved, helping to rebuild their communities. Doing it now, he adds, means that we can establish a Christian beachhead in the Muslim world. And disputes over parliamentary election results are plaguing Albania. Preliminary results show a change of leadership. Bethany Christian Services is concerned because those in power impact referrals of children for adoption. Bethany has worked in Albania for 14 years, helping children find Christian families to adopt them. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Church bulletin inserts are available each month to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.